Oh, what a good song. Not heard that for ages. The Kickstands and Back to Paradise. We're living in paradise in Bolito by the sea. My name's Dave Caselli. Pleasure to be able to keep you company as we head towards the weekend together. With me is Tash Nyker. She is the director of Ignite Dreams. In other words, get those dreams started. Right, Tash?
Yes.
The Sharks Pups program is what it's all about. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you, Dave. And, thank you for having me on your show.
Pleasure.
Oh, so we've actually started this MPO, Ignite Dreams, with the intention of actually just inspiring our youth and the younger generation to go out there and dream big, to just reach for the stars, and who knows what the future would hold for them.
Play sport and keep them off the streets, basically, and away from bad people and bad things.
Absolutely. So, it's a way to inspire our youth and sort of help them and equip them with skills that they can use at a later stage in their lives.
What do you aim to achieve from Sharp Pups, the eventual sort of outcome from it?
Basically improve communities and lives. So in the less fortunate communities out there.
And there's many of them.
There's many of them. Children are looking for hope. They're looking for an opportunity, and they just want to be seen. We know that in South Africa, we've got a problem with infrastructure. We don't have a lot of funding going into these communities for sports development. And we felt inspired to take the sport to the greater areas and just reach a greater catchment. The children were keen, and they have been so amazing throughout this
journey. Why was it rugby, not soccer or baseball or whatever the case may be?
My husband's a passionate rugby supporter.
Sharks fan, I hope.
Sharks fan, Springbok fan, and it was his passion that he wanted to share with the rest of KZN.
All right. What age group does the program cater to, and how do you get the kids involved?
So it's under 13s, we basically select communities. We're in 11 communities around KZN. Tomorrow we're launching in Sharkers. So we would go out, we would send volunteers or administrators that are with Ignite Dreams. We would send them to the schools within those communities to inform teachers, educators, principals in terms of the opportunity and our initiatives. And they would then coordinate with us and work together and launch the program.
Do you believe that rugby helps in the personal and social developments of these young kids?
Absolutely.
Can you see that happening?
Absolutely. We've been running the program for 2 years now, and we've seen such improvement with social skills. We've seen children mannerisms change, their interaction with each other. Children are so disciplined that they show up for the training sessions every week. So the training runs concurrently with the school calendar, and you would hardly get the children missing.
Are these professional coaches
yes.
looking after the kids?
Absolutely. So they form part of the Sharks Rugby Union, and it's their training fraternity that actually goes out into these communities to run the program. We've been fortunate enough that the URC, so that's the international league that the Sharks participates in, whenever a team comes out to play at the Shark Tank, then they go out to one of our communities and run a coaching session with the kids.
What kind of training and mentorship do the kids actually receive, and you honestly believe it prepares them for the future? So what do they get exactly out of this?
Basic rugby skills to improve hand-ball coordination, but the coaches are more like a brother.
Or even a dad
in some instances, in some areas. We've got them going out in Inanda. We've launched in Mandini. We've launched in Groutville. We're going for Groutville 2. In a lot of those instances, the coaches represent a father figure. Just to care for them, to show them that, that they're there, they're seen, sort of model what a man should be like. We do have girls involved, we've got the Sharks female team that goes out and coaches as well.
I was going to ask you what you think the model man is, but I'm not going to do that. Okay. Is it Sante Devante tournament? Is that right? Have I pronounced that correctly?
Yes.
Because I did a bit of French at school. What is the tournament, and why is this important to you?
So every year, Princess Charlene of Monaco runs a rugby sevens tournament. And the Sharks Pups program was actually nominated in the URC as the most innovative program for taking rugby out to the youths. And we've gained a lot of exposure on the international circuit. And we were invited from that academy to bring 12 kids over, under 12s, to participate in the Rugby Sevens tournament.
What a journey. What an exciting time of their lives. When do you leave?
So the tournament starts on the 21st of April, and it's over 1 week, so it's 2 days of travel for the children. They'll get to see the whole of Monaco. It's 2 days of training with the Monaco rugby team.
What an experience.
And 2 days of the tournament. We believe that if children have exposure to the world and they can see opportunities out there, it would change their lives. It's definitely going to leave a mark on these kids' lives. And hopefully the decisions they make and the things that they do when they come back will influence it and just take them to greater heights.
We were saying when you came in, I wonder if there's going to be one of those kids or two, three of those kids that come through and, captain the Springboks like Sia Khaleesi. You never know, do you?
Yeah, we definitely encourage all the kids to dream big dreams. That's our motto at Ignite Dreams. And we've been fortunate enough to have scouts come out from private schooling.
Wow.
So two children from the Inanda community were selected to join DHS and...
that's amazing.
Yeah. So they had full rugby scholarships.
Any success stories so far of kids who've gone on to achieve big things?
Yeah. So the company is still fairly young. We're in our third year, and we've managed to place these two children within private schooling. And we know the impact that that would have. You know, if these children go on to become professional rugby players, or it could open other doors for them to become professionals and just influence their space around them, their family, their communities, and then, pay it forward.
Do you know what? I think it's absolutely amazing. I really mean this, that your company, okay, if you don't mind me saying, has funded these kids to go over. And it's not cheap.
No, it's
just not. It's a lot of money. It doesn't matter how much. But how can parents and communities and hopefully sponsors knock on your door and say, Tash, we want to help you?
Yeah, so we would love to get assistance from companies and as well as the community out there. So they could communicate with us and go onto our website and contact us directly. We have the community is very interactive in each area. Parents as well as schools play a big part in ensuring that the children do attend practices and they are involved and committed to the program. And that helps us sustain the program. We started off in our first year with 750 kids. And at the end of last year, we were on 3,500.
Wow.
And our goal for this year is to reach 5,000 kids.
Are the parents allowed to go to Monaco as well if they want? Is that okay or is that a no-no?
So we had limited space.
The kids don't want their mums and dads there. Let's be honest, they don't.
Yeah. So we were given limited space. So
bonding
it would be
time.
Three coaches accompanying the 12 kids.
All right, okay. Now, finally, where do you see this all in 5 years from now?
Oh, you know what? A greater reach, hopefully taking Ignite Dreams and, across South Africa. We see the impact that we're having in KZN, and why not take it across this country and just impact our youth for a better future.
Sure. Listen, keep in touch with us, won't you, here at 88FM, and let me know how things are going.
Absolutely.
And we promote it for you with absolute pleasure. Is the easiest thing to go to a website to check everything out? What is that website?
www.ignitedreams.co.za.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Yeah, and they could follow us, or they could follow the Sharks Pups page.
Yeah. On Facebook and Instagram. And
absolutely. We are all over
TikTok.
Social media. Yeah.
Are you on TikTok as well?
No.
I was going to say, I don't know how that works. But anyway.
I'm too old for that.
So am I. But anyway, Tash, it's been lovely talking to you, and we wish you every success in the future with your project.